Korol v'shleimus v'chatchile, he is mechuyev to be mechashiv all these thoughts. And that's why, I mean, I'm not in the Kohen. But still, my father was very makpid to say the Ushpiz. Very makpid. Why? Because since you are mechuyev to express the rationale of Sukkos, and Sukkos every day symbolizes one of the Shiva Orei, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, not the Madrigas, without chronological. According to the Sephardic order, it's Avraham is according to the Dargis. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yitzchak, David. So, the fourth day, my father used to say both. Yisef, Mazamin, Yisef, Misukosi, and then he would say, Meisha Misukosi.
So it's according to the Madrega, Avraham is considered the highest Madrega?
The other others. Moshe becoming his holy Meisha Novi, but as a father, as a leader of all Israel, he was the founder.
Yeah, but it's like Moshe was the closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, he's dark. Not just
the higher darge,
but
he's not higher darge as leaders and founders of this Yisrael. Of course not. And Mish Rabbeinu himself, when he was praying to Hashem, so he mentioned Yisrael Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And in the Voyish Meisha Ono, we call Odom. So there is a machlekes in the Sikri. One of the Kolish, so he says, Atmos, and Roman Dama says, Loimnos. So we have to understand the Pshat, and what does it mean? So it's Ma'om Achoder, Ma'om Achoder, in other words, Atmos means as leaders and founders of the Jewish, of the Jewish Israel. But, so it's Loimnos, but as Chachomim and Yidin, so that Reish Rabbeinu was endowed with all the Mites Shari Chochma.
What about Shlomo Melech?
No.
So don't we say Shlomo... No, don't we say... No, I don't mean in terms of Christ. I'm talking about in terms of Chachmas Kabbalah and Nevuah. Didn't Shlomo Melech at all the moments
that tell him? That Melech HaMashiach will be Chochom Mikolish. He currently was a Shomish
Rabbeinu.
Currently was a Shomish Rabbeinu. Chas V'Sholim had been a Vuyah Korim. It doesn't mean only Vuyah Korim. Even a Chochom Korim.
So what sort of...
So Shlomo Melech didn't know. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo had to do it to Moshe, but he told Moshe not to release it to the other half of it.
Right, but so what does it mean that Shlomo Melech had? What does Shlomo Melech have that nobody else
had? For languages, he could understand the language of the Tzolim, of the highest and the Eves. What it means is not, well, maybe birds, so they do have a language. But he means he knew science very well. He had a helicopter. Which he sent to Malka Shvor, should come to Yerushalayim.
But in terms of minor Satara, he did not have? Of Chachma Satara Kabbalah?
The Rambam doesn't even mention Shlomo among the Chachmei HaMashiach. David, yes, Shlomo not. But the Marzavitri mentions, and the Rambam doesn't mention any of the Sheftim except Pinchas, in the Eli and Pinchas, in the Mekabe HaTorah. How about all the other sheikhs? The Marzavitri mentions each and every sheikh, which is a little strange, even Yiftach and Yiftach. Because I'll say that Yiftach is not long. Still, the Marzavitri, and yet it's to be explained, but mentions and what among the Mekavli Atah.
But doesn't the Gemara say a story that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva giving the shir?
Yeah.
And he didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying.
Yes,
and when he heard that Rabbi Akiva said, it's Allah Moshe Mistina, then he was happy.
Yeah.
So what's Pshat?
I Heidelberg wanted to explain all the difficult words, I can mention Abraham what is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu niach film chodim sof me as a Jew, so I shall find that. I mean, this is not a... In Moshe, he was none of Mikorodo, so he felt that since Rabbi Akiva lived, you know, in the time of the Asura Uli Malkus, and still, and he was an Amoris, and still he was able. Moshe Rabbeinu is Nil Admor means that from the birth he was perfect. But Rabbi Akiva was just the reverse, he was an Amoris. And he says, Kisho Yisi Amoretz, O Yisei Me Ami Yitun Yitun Tchochem, Va Nashchenu Tichamir. Nashchenu Tichamir. So Rabbi Lutna had a very big sense of humor. So he says, what is it? Me Yitun Yitun Tchochem. He said, Sif Yitun Tchochem, the days of Rabbi Akiva, who was an unusual commodity in the Tennessees. He was such an Amoretz, before he started learning Torah, he didn't even know who the Yitun Tchochem. But he hated them anyway. They were Sino Shesemim, and the Oretz, the Talmidei Chachomim, the Sino Shesemim, the Sino Yisrael, Yisrael, and my dear. Yeah. The Oretz says that.
Where's that
from?
Where's that from?
The Tzach. Yeah. It's at the end of Eloi. And the Abakida, the Yidin, from Chacham also. So, that's why Mish Rabbeinu said, so in other words, he was such a major beruche. I am a chosid amur, so I don't deserve so much credit, but Rabbi Akiva was, even though that Klaus Yisrael mentions Tagoda, and mentions it always to Tagoda, Klaus Yisrael mentions Tagoda, Chazal, I don't know what kind of medrash you can have. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, according to his inclinations, was supposed to be a mystic. At least in Israel. Yeah. But he was made sugar ruchim, so he changed his life. My father once told me that in the presence of many rabbonim, they started because Reb Chaim, you know, was a good Baal Chesed, all the foundings, you know, if a Jewish girl had an illegitimate baby, so she dropped him. In those days, you didn't have any foundling agencies, you know. So they was numbers of questions. So they heard that Reb Chaim has special sensitivity for foundlings. So every week when my Bobby got up in the morning near the door, there was a foundling, a baby. She was afraid to open the door. And then Reb Chaim had to hire a nurse to nurse her. They didn't have bottles then. And he had to pay her. And then they had to find the shidduch for him. So they praised it because he wanted the kile to support them to open. Brisk was the first place where they opened up a nursery for foundling babies, for illegitimate babies.
There were so many of them?
So what?
There was such a... there were so many?
From all the adjoining towns. From Pushing and from Holt, from President.
So even they, everyone came to Brisk.
Everyone came to Brisk. The cold circle, they didn't have any other place. They all had two alternatives. Either a prime soul, or they didn't have a missionary somewhere. The missionaries snakes, so they told the killer to our children, thousands of women. For the foundlings. So he said he don't have any money. He said, "What right, you are?" He says, "You are such a malach. You are so good." He said, "I'm a malach. Do you know that according to my inclination, I should be listing Mizuyan on the street? But because of Keach HaTor, I overpower." He said, "That's what the Chaim says, but it's not so." Okay, now. I think we'll finish it here.
No, but the parents.
I had to finish. So the terrace is that I didn't hear from my dad. Because of what the tool says and the way the Bach explains it, that the rice is mechuyev to in chashi in the time of the mitzvah of Sukkah and Yaakov and that they were hampers by an akovet, so Meili is mechuyev b'raise, so that means there is a mitzvah kiyumis, a sva on the level of mitzvah kiyumis, the tam is also there. So Meili is a shita is that he should say a chimeli is anes. So Chris is the answer. He's offering these, that is on the boat, but not on the ice. And the terrace of the place of his short line is, it's even applies to the ice. But if not for the drosha of Misha Yeshni, Bartiko Chomets, Yeshni, Kuma Chilmatze, I would say Chamishoso from Sukkot. So just as the Sukkot, they are potter. So then it should be potter of Achilas Matzah.
Yeah, but the difficulty what you're saying is, what does this have to do with Matzah? This is an Alach and Sukkah. Tos is not talking about Sukkah,
because
talking about
why
Matzah.
Why does the Torah say that by Matzah, by Sukkah, yes,
the Torah spells out.
Yeah. Doesn't the Torah spell it out? He will be posing the source of Asmus. Yeah, same thing. Now tomorrow we even started it. The sugya of Tzukas Kabirchen and the Shlokish, where there is a Tzukas Kabon and Loisels from the folk.
Now, can I give a different teretz for your father's kasha?
Go ahead.
If you say that the mitzvah of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim is talui on the mitzvah of matzah, in other words, the Ramban says that you're not yotzei a mitzvah of matzah if you don't speak out about the mitzvah.
Rambam Gamliel says,
so the Ramban says, Kol Shel Hamas Shlosh Advarim doesn't mean you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sipur. It means Matzah. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah. Right? So which means part of the Mitzvah of Matzah is not just to eat the matzahs, but it should be in the context of
that's
the Sipur.
The same thing. Your mom is saying the same thing. What you had, I forgot, I hadn't mind to mention it.
Okay.
You forgot to mention that. I'm going to Kol Shel Hamas Shlosh Advarim. So the Ramban and the Ram say, it doesn't mean on Yotzei the Vosei. That's certainly the goes without saying what kind of a Kiddush is it. But he's not the kind Bishlemus, the mitzvah of Matzah and Morer and Pesach. And the Bible. He will be from all of the Tabo Bechazeres. In other words, the Yerek, he has been the Tabo Bechazeres. Achimagia li parparas apas. He will be from all of Mazo Bechazeres, Bechazeres. Chazeres, that's lettuce. Some say only lettuce, but I don't know. I mean, we use only lettuce. But it's probably the same meaning, I mean. Roman letters and regular letters. The Baron Kotler insisted upon eating Dafke regular letters. Why? Because I'll tell you, the time is not shy after that. Because the Roman letters had many bugs. So first of all, so you inspect with the magnifying glass every leaf sounds very sure. With the magnifying glass, if you inspect every leaf, so then you can be sure. And then, in the days of Rabban Kotler, there were many bugs because they didn't have any plantation of foreign letters in the States. So from Italy, they don't spray their plantations. But now they already have plantations in many states, in Carolina, in Texas, in New Jersey, of their own Roman letters, you know, they planted, you know, they transplanted of Roman letters here in the States. And here, because the government requirement that they have to spray the lettuce bushes, so maybe there are no bugs. But I agree that it's probably the same meaning. And you are here, it's with Chazeres too. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Bechazeres. Because Chazeres is the first one, there are five women. So, we only know Tumim. We have a Kabbalah and Tumim. We have on Chazeres, that's letters, or home letters, whatever. And then we have Tamche, which is horseradish. So it's more of a mitzvah to use Chazeres than Tamche.
With the kapha, though, in the
chalamiyah.
It says he did. With tabal and charosis, because of kapha, because of the...
That's the insect, the bug, there's something else.
Oh, not because of the actual sharpness of the...
Because if it's mitabel, so you see, it kills the bugs. It kills the bugs.
So you can use, according to Rabban Kotler, you could use iceberg lettuce, regular lettuce?
It's the same meaning. Rabban Kotler always uses regular lettuce. It's the same meaning.
Your Rashi is, kapha is eretz, shall call your others.
It's a venom.
It's two pshatim. Rabban Chananel says that's a talas. Rashbam says it could be even the eretz in the lettuce itself.
In other words, it's not an animal, not an insect, but some other poison.
Okay.
A vegetable poison. I mean, but it means poison.
I was asking there because lettuce really has such poison.
Most Rishonim say that it means a tilas, a bug. But other fat is, it's a poison, not a bug, not an animal poison, but some other poison. What's the difference? But the purpose is to remove the sakon. Now, so the Gemara says mitzvah b'chazeres is mechulam. Because they are very similar to the mitzvah. Chilmosim mosaic, you save the man. When you eat a little bit, so you enjoy it. But if you eat a lot, that means the chazeres is a lot. So then you feel the bitterness. The other meaning we don't know. But the scholars will find it in the immediate Talmudis. So all the scholars say that green pepper is one of the five green, but the Bisalevi paskens that when it's a shilin, the Pledalme of Dinator, we cannot rely on languages, Arabic, Latin, and then he says, but we have to resort to a masir. This is what he told Ratzina Rebbe. The Bala Trilis, he claimed that he discovered the Chalozi, the Mediterranean Sea, and he, because of the Trilis, he learned Latin and Greek, you know, and all languages, and he had a teacher in chemistry, you know, he was a big chemist, the Yarshin Herach, the Bala Trilis, a very interesting person. I mean, I knew his grandson in New York, his grandson was also a Bokidishas, so he has rights from the way the Chalozim is called in Latin. So the insect that he picked up in the Mediterranean Sea is called in Latin by that name. So he used to go to all the rabbis in Lithuania and Russia, all over the world, and he wanted to get support. So he only got support from the Bajanovot. He was in Galicia, you know, in the days of Chaim, the recognized pace. I think that Rabbi Zalman Neuerbach Schrebetzin, she was Nifta, a few years ago, is the daughter of the Bajanovot. So he was the only one who was masking. Why not? I mean, after all, even if it's not Chelis, so it's Rigoram Lob. So what do we lose? So he came to Slut, or this, I don't know where Bisalevi was from them. And he said at the same time, so Bisalevi said, he cannot agree with me. Why? Because Meishi Kibbutir on Sinai is all the issue. That's the Kabbalah, Ish B'Pnish, in regard to Dinato. But there are no Dalma of the Nato. Let's say you have to eat because I eat matzah Pesach night. What kind of matzah? I mean, five min, chita, suvon, serin, kusmi, shibir, shuol, shib. So, chito is what is called in English wheat. Serin is called in English barley. Kusmi is a min chitin, it doesn't exist today. It's really archaic. I don't know whether they have it. It's spelt called the newly spelt. Shibirishuol is oats. And Shibirishuol and what's the fifth
one?
What?
Rye.
Shifan.
Shifan is rye. Shifan is rye.
So.
So how do we know that chito is wheat? So maybe chito is something else. Maybe chito is corn. Maybe chito is peas. How do we know? The answer is shalom. We look it up in the dictionary, but how does the dictionary know? So is the Kabbalah of Shalavicho v'yadeitcho skinecho v'yemulach. So then, you couldn't be mivaret through scientific evidence.
I think Yehuda Felix or somebody says that Shibolashul is not really oats. He says that oats is not one of the Chamisha Minei Dagon.
It's a big irony, but never mind what he says. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Hmm. My father, Zechen El Brocha, would consider it as apicosis.
What?
Because if you resort to that approach, you can say, how do you know the Shabbos is Saturday? Maybe Shabbos is Tuesday. How do we know? How do we know what is Shabbos? The seventh day of the week. What do you mean seventh day? After all, there is no physical distinction between one day and the other. But the Kabbalah, Shalavicho v'yageitcho, Skinecho v'yemulach, Jews, non-Jews, even goyim have the Kabbalah of Shalavicho v'yageitcho, Skinecho v'yemulach, is that if we trace back to Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, so the day that is called Saturday was the seventh day. You see, that's why there was such a sakana in changing the calendar. You know that there was the League of Nations years ago was fighting that every few years we should kill it, just like that. Kill it, because like this is very complicated. But if we, every few years we kill a day, it doesn't exist. Just take it out from the calendar. All right, it's very easy to tear it out from the calendar. So then that will mean that in the course of years, Jews will forget when it's Shabbos. They'll forget when it's Yom Kippur. See, only Yechidei Sgula will remember. Only Yechidei Sgula will remember. So how do we know that today is Thursday? How do we know? Shalom Yechov Yagei Toskinach of Yemlach. So it doesn't have to be my father who was a Goyim. Even Goyim had that couple. How do we know that Chito is with everybody knows? You can look it up in every dictionary. A dictionary of Jews and dictionaries of Goyim. Yes.
Yes.
So here, unfortunately, the Kabbalah of Shalavich Laditos Kenecho Yemulah got lost. Got lost. And
what is it? And given the Rambam in Tzitzit says, Vachat Mavi and Dam Chalazim, Udag Shadoma Enel Enat Chelas, Vidamo Shachat Chitio, Uviyama Melech Umatsoi.
Yeah, all right.
So it seems that the Rambam.
In the days of the Rambam, they had it.
Now, what do you search for that fish in Yama Melech?
It appeared. I think it disappeared in the days of the Taz. We had it, but we got lost. We got lost. So Mila, we can't revive it through scientific data. So then,
but according to the Beis HaLevi, there is, if you would go to Yam HaMelech and find this fish that the Rambam just described.
Why? Because it's black.
So why is the Rambam giving the description then?
What?
And so the Rambam shouldn't give such
because
a description.
Because we knew some Mila. If they knew, so it fits the description, you see. Like this, you know, let's say Hadassim. So we have the Kabbalah, what's Hadassim? Myrtle leaves, like, but it has to be Mishaloshim. Yeah. So we see whether it's true or not. But if it got, the identity got lost, it's not shy to say to look. Just because it's black, there might be another insect that is black. And Rabbi Yashin Henech, because it's mentioned in the Shani, and I think it's mentioned in the Sifri, that Dam Chalose, first it's not red. But then, when you use a certain chemical, it's not
lovely, right?
Yeah, but when you use a certain chemical, it becomes blue. So, he studied chemistry, and he made it, and he consulted three chemists. And they made an experiment, and it was empirically proven that it fits the change of color from white or from red to blue. I don't know what the original color was. So the Bishalayu said, no, it cannot be verified through scientific data because we don't have the Shalavicho v'yageitcho skinecho v'yemulach. And he said the same thing to the one who published the Yerushalmi HaKodesh. He was a genius. So all the Gdelim said, no, it's not Yerushalmi. And he was a genius, and he's a book of Bishas, and he was working on the shaming of the Nearings. For example, the Nearing Tzochim mentions the Yerushalmi in Tzochim, that Pesach Sheshoch to Rishim Chum is possible. Because like there is Chato Sheshoch to Rishim Chum is not possible. Chato Sheshoch to Rishim Oshom is possible. Kol HaZbochim Sheshoch to Rishim Onik Sheri. Elo Sheheir, Elo Kribus Balei. But Chatos and Pesach, Shalom Yishmo is possible. So the Gemara in Zvochen says, I think the Shlokish, the Fres, that Chato Sheshoch to Rishim Chum Sheri. Because Bnei Machri, Loi Minei Loi Machri. Im Achshover, Shalom Yishmo, has to be an opposite. So, in other words, you have Chatos, you have Osho. Not an opposite, but it has to be a different type. But Chum is a whole subject in Atzme. So it's Gotcha. So the Yerushalmi, I'm touching you, such a book, he's a genius, he's a tragic person. You know, so he made his mentions. Rabunama, Pesach Sheshokte Lishimchum is possible. Shenema v'amartem zivach Pesach Lishem. And the Rambam mentions that Rosh. But still, he says he's a big genius. But he didn't want to insult him. There's a way he's told. We don't have the Kabbalah of the Shalabich of Yadid Choskinach of Yimlo. That's why my father said that there are new Midrashim, you know, that were dug up in the Kairos Museum, in that museum. So that there is a Midrash Tatshe. You ever see the Midrash Kriya?
Tatshe.
Sachi is the name. Sachi Oris. So there are many Midrash Kriyas in Midrash Sachi. The Midrash Kasha mentioned it. The mentioned Kasha is ready to pass the Shailan International Dateline. On the basis of the Midrashim Nuzim, you know, and Kasha was in the Shunit Kabbal. So my father said, you can't call it the Mendel Kasha too. Not only that, we don't have the Kabbalah, the new Midrashim. It might be from Chazal. And if it makes sense, we accept it. We go right if we shouldn't see it. But if it doesn't, it sounds strange. We can't act on it. If it's a Gemara, even though it's difficult, we have to accept it. But if we don't have the Kabbalah of Nishik Lutero, we see my own soul in Shul. So again, the Zanarov, Machmas Nimes, so he accepted it. He gave us comment, and we were shalman much.
Okay, so according to the Beis Halevi, if a person would wear that kind of tchelis today, it would actually be a distortion.
That was the time of Rabbi Yashinanach. What do we lose in Loyola?
So according to the Beis Halevi, you are losing something.
He can be mizaki in the mitzvah of tchelis. And the worse, no mitzvah. So he's still in the same shoes as all of us who don't use tchelis. Who don't use tchelis. So Rabbi Yashinanach says, so how will it be the Mesa Mashiach? So Mesa Mashiach. So the Reb Chaim said, Rabbi Zalevi said, you see, Inovi could mivarer the mitzias of the Dinyatra. If Inovi, Ramon says, if Inovi comes and says, psik reshed liyach beslois muta, even if he's mechav, and suppose all the tailing is my name, and say, that is muta al pi chokmeh, al pi rising royor. So the Rambam says he's no Vashem, because the Danish realm does not reveal the Nator, only Mesh Rabbeinu, that's all. It has to be through Kabbalah and Tzvah and so on. There's no God of Chacham, Yisrael, Kabbalah, all the other Chacham, after things. Hashem Yikei, the Mitzias of the Nator. So that is the Morin Rames. In Yor, B'nei Magnachle, and in Tzochim, in the Gard, Yivomez, the Mora says it, the Gabi, if the Yivomez is embarrassed. And the question is, whether the child would be miscarried or not. If the child would be miscarried, so he has to wait, you know, until the child is born, otherwise, suppose he gets rid of it. And you suppose she's nieces, Yishachel, and then the child turns out to be Yisgari. And so then he's either on the lab or he's here, he's just on the Yishachut. But suppose the boy one says, suppose Elio tells us that that he will not be miscarried, so then she doesn't have to wait until she gives birth. Because that's only allowed. And the Gemara in Tzachim says, the connection with the Machlekes between the Bechon and the Shlok, as to whether, as Chadas, the Tzlagu, Tzumilitz requires something, or as Chadas, is the Sof. Maybe, since you can see a Das, so maybe, from the Tumor, from the Kochi, so maybe, he didn't notice, and he wasn't talented. He wasn't able to watch. That's not a minute. In Yogi, in Yogi, Yema, that he wasn't with. So according to his logic, he still requires something. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, so we see that in regard to the Mardown of the Nator, Elio became involved. Elio been involved from the world. And even if Elio would not be involved from the world, but Elio will remember, I mean, that was the Kabbalah of Shalom Yechali Agil Toskan Echol Yengu Ochtar. So then it's okay. All right. Now we have to start the mission.
This is really kind of surprise to this.
What?
The Beis Halevi said it's just our Pisvora that you have to have Masora for a season.
What?
Or
what does? How do you know? How do you know that Chito is used? How do you know? Can you say in some other roof? How do you know?
Bring any
rice. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, that's because there is no dictionary. Hebrew or English dictionary in the Gemara. It's not mentioned by the Machava, it's not mentioned by the Ramo, it's not mentioned by the Mishapur. Who knows? All our Bobes and our Zeges, whether they're Octavian or Chomim or illiterate, so they knew. Shall be a Yadis was going to happen.
Yeah,
he mentioned Rayas from the morning bush. Bobby Gochi, Mai, or Mihai, says it's a long discussion. So, he really found off Mitabel the Chazeres, Achimagia le Paperas Apas, he really found off Matu the Chazeres the Chariz. ושני תכשילים הפרופישים חריס את מיץ אבל זה מצוא לכם היה מיץ ובמקדי שהם מביאים לפנות גופי של פסע עומר ישלוש סייסי מרס מיץ רס צריך אז כבונת כיבי לא הביא לך יובל במורה ובדורך עליי Adomo Udochle, after all wonders is, because the Mishneh has reference to a case where he doesn't use potatoes in salt water. But he says he will in front of Mora. He bring letters, Chazeres. And then he's in Tabo Bechares. So the question. So it's Rayah from that Mishneh. Of course, since the Mishneh says that after he washes, he eats matzah, and then they bring more of him. But if Mrs. Saints Chris Kavone, since he used it already before washing hands, before Dagon, right after Kiddush, so he made Boche, so he was already made sick. The mitzvah's mother, why he didn't make Shantir Tzvonachel's mother, Brochus is not Nag. So, and the raya that he wasn't mechamed in kind of mitzvah, because if he had kavonet mechayv in mitzvah, so he should have not been satisfied with the broch of Bere Pri Adamo. He should have said, Shom Tzir Tzibon Lach Lasmo, but he just made the broch of Bere Pri Adamo. If Dilmo is chavim in God, so Teisha says, Dilmo is loved after. Because he's Vadai in his Mishab. Because if he had been Mishab and would make a broche of Hashem to Yitzchak on Rachel's mother. These are the items. These are the Daitoch mitzvah, Loibai Kabone, Lomoloch, Tredibu, Botogli Chodizim. So let's see the Rashi and Rashba. So it's in the next Lipasus Kabone. Mishmoche boy tarted the bullet. Shemol and Schabe in Mishimor. Hoy Lubiri and the Triadom. To show you all the down. You know, come ask me on the beer Tredibu. Mishum to the nature is he shouts, but I've been on the chair too. And let's see the Rashbam, this is the Eretz Reskabon. Mishum hoche boi trei tibur, shemol nishab na rishu nishimore. Hoi rubir cholo, beir pri adon, kisho yorki daon, sharei nadai nachilas. Mitrasa, more li boi cholo, lachilas more. Ad, lachar amatsi, but they say that is first match, then more. So the Gemara says, "Do not come after long. He did not forget the bullet. We should do nature. She is shallow. We have the chere to it. But we will be more come. Yotzi the chavos." So the Gemara says, "The chitame in king lashmin and show yotz. If the whole purpose is because he shall have the nature, so why does he bring more? He could bring it." A potato, a tomato, you know. Why do they have to bring lettuce? The fact that of all the vegetables, they bring them only lettuce is a lie that is because of Mora. So Mora says, I Ashmin and Shah Yorkis, have Amin Hecha Dika Shah Yorkis, who did be in Fredibur? Abu Hazaras the Kudali Boy Fredibur. So then I would say, after all, Tishin Shalat Nikis is a relatively trivial matter. It's not so important. Some melee, if he has another vegetable in addition to more, so then he should do it. But if he has to get from somebody, so why should he matriach himself?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Bizman is that, let's say you're eating and you don't have any chinokos. Do you have to do it anyway?
Definitely. Like
better let
and what about...
Bizman is there.
Yeah.
He's going to go and have
what?
Watch an agent to fall asleep. You never saw that he's going up, fall asleep at the same time. So. But anyway, it's not only because man is there. But even Bizman Chazal, when grown-ups did not fall asleep. But lately...
Yeah, and what about the gozer to give out nuts?
That's because of Simcha. That's not after Pesach night. That's every Yom Tov.
Yeah.
The halt in clear is the gazing is made.
No, so I'm saying if you don't... Right, so if you don't have any children, so you don't have to give out the nuts?
True. You should go to another home. And
no, in your home. In your
he's
own home.
Something else.
Totally good.
His machalik goes him as Mashana, but Laila Zah.
In other words, no, he's asking about every young
person. No, I'm talking about at the Seder night, it says you should give the gozim because Kedesha Yishal Latinovos.
Yeah, but he has no children.
Right, so you don't have to do it. And what about taking out the plate? You know, take away the plate.
It's also like a name.
Right, so if you don't have Tinovos, you don't do that either?
No, I think so, because one problem is...
Watch, it shouldn't be worse than Manishtana, even for yourself.
That's right, even for Manishtana. I don't do it
anymore.
So what, so the plate you still remove?
That's right. But you give yourself to Chloe's regazin if you're all by yourself. Not married, you have no parents, no relatives, you by yourself. So you give yourself to Chloe's regazin. What's the purpose? Now let's see the Rashi and the Rashba. Um other flockies and came from the makers who could not cut through the bullet, love Lashmina meets for the scapone, Lashmina showing rocky between the fish, the more between the shape. We can only have to make aber mal ein Kudeli bin ich für die Wurz, die Kuhheile hat mir nicht schon erklärt, dass ich es lag nach der Svore für den Sand. Weil die Tanja ist die Kirche Preise, das heißt, auch und mein Jotzo, auch und die Mischadin Jotzo, so ist nicht leid geschlossen. Auch und ich so in Jotzo, weiß ich, die Ische bin Achille, aber auch, die Ische Now, the Shir Achilles Pras, there is a Machlekes Achim, what's the Shir? So, Ligabe in Kippur, if somebody cannot fast, but the doctor says, you can eat pochas my Shir. So we follow, if the doctor says it's okay, that he should eat it in 10 minutes, because the Chassam Sefer performed an experiment, because the Gemara increases says how long the Shaya did the pass if somebody has to be tailor in the north and her corner. So at the moment he's all ready to go down into the river. And then the time that it takes him to go down and to come up from the tiller and to wipe himself with the towel, that's getting pras.
Why don't you just measure how long it takes a person to eat a pras of bread? Why do you mean?
Mora did not have, not that Mora didn't know Hasichon, but right. In serious and practical.
Right, why is going. I don't understand, but going to. When the Chassam Sofer performed the experiment, yeah. Why was it necessary?
Ah, because it means another Adam Beinoni. And being an Adam Beinoni, the Chassam Sofer himself was probably not an Adam Beinoni. He probably ate very slowly. And even today, so it changes from generation to generation, from place to place. Can you equate this money takes, let's say, a person who likes to eat a lot and who eats fast, and the person who eats very little and very slow? How do you know this?
But you're assuming it takes the same amount, usually going to the river, it would take the same amount of time for everybody?
No, because when somebody goes bathing,
yeah,
he's very quick.
Everybody is very quick?
Every. Unless I had to go bathing.
Okay, fine.
So then he measured it. So he found out that the Achilles Pras is 9 minutes. So melee in order to, so if he eats the first bit of the kazais of food and nikita, and the last bit within 9 minutes, so it's mitzvah. So he should eat it within 10 minutes. So that's the Chassam Sefer. And we follow it regarding nikita because the chumra. But regarding matzah and the counter, so the chumra would be like the shite of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch shite is that the zman of Achilas Pras is 2 minutes. Tzemach Tzedek, the Rav Shulchan Aruch's grandson is chelikan his grandson. It's in the Babichas, it was chelikan and his grandson. And he says it's 3 minutes. I don't know how we measure it.
Well, he actually says 2 minutes?
Yeah, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says it. He says it in the Siddha, not in the Shulchan. In the Siddha.
By matzah?
Yeah.
So that's
you know, Misnag didn't say, yeah. I once asked the Babi Chaksid in Monday, how is it you are not Zoya? You are not Zoya in Chodosh.
Hey, what?
In Chodosh. So he said, as all the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that Bar Nefesh, he does not eat Chodesh, he does not rely on the color of the Tachas. He actually said, he didn't even get the soil in the desert. So, and then I asked him something else about an Erev. I told him, I'm not talking about the Erev, they're just there. Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking an Erev in the culture. The Shittes HaRambam is that when is it Tzores HaPesach enough? If you have two mechitzes nos, you have two walls, this wall and that wall, and then you have the Tzorsa Pesach on the third side, and then you have Ikon on the fourth side, or Tzorsa Pesach, Tzorsa Pesach, or Ikon on the fourth side. But if you have Tzorsa Pesach on all the four sides, it's no good. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says that Bar Nefesh should be Machmer Shittes HaRambam.